In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about the dangerous habit of procrastination. Let's cue that intro and get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. So I'm excited to talk a little bit about the dangerous habit of procrastination, because it is something that can be a blessing in disguise. It's something that can be really dangerous. It's something that can actually be used as a tool or a resource. It can be gamified. There's so many different layers. There are so many different layers to procrastination, and I'm really excited to talk a little bit more about those layers. So first and foremost, I don't know about you, but I'm guessing that there's a very good chance that if you're listening to this podcast, you may have had anxiety at some point. Anyone have anxiety? I've got both of my hands raised in the air right now as we are speaking. So one of the crazy things is, when you have anxiety, it kind of feels like your stomach is going to like flip, like or it's flipping, and it doesn't feel like a good thing. It feels like you're scared. It feels like you're right about to go over the edge of the top of a roller coaster for absolutely no reason. And anxiety makes you feel like you have to breathe a lot harder. It's difficult to function sometimes. It feels like this nagging, weird feeling in the back of your head. Anxiety is really difficult to deal with until you learn how to manage it and cope with it. So one of the things that I've learned over the years is that procrastination is actually one of the most dangerous things for anyone who deals with anxiety. And the reason for that is, when you procrastinate, when you put off something that made you feel nervous, intimidated, uncomfortable, and maybe even hard, you allow anxiety to build up in the background. It builds up more and more and more. And if there was any iota of fear or resistance or doubt when you were going to go to that one task, your brain starts freaking out and creating a laundry list of all of the reasons that you shouldn't do that thing. Because maybe if before it was a little bit scary or intense or hard or just didn't feel good, well, goodness gracious, you let procrastination kick in and your brain, your amygdala, is going to ramp up and convince you that you don't need to do that thing is not that important, that that thing never really was something you needed to do, and besides, you never really felt like it, and gosh, there are so many other ways that you can do without it. But truth be told, you guys, the things that we know we need to do, especially if we are the ones putting them onto our lists, when we start to feel an iota of fear, doubt, uncertainty, almost like hardship through a process, that's a really good sign that we should just jump on in and get it done as fast as humanly possible. And I know that that sounds kind of weird, but it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. No matter how fast or slow you go, you still have to rip the Band-Aid off. It doesn't matter if you do it now or in an hour. It doesn't matter if you go fast or if you go slow. Some people say that going fast is better. Some people think that going slow is better. No matter what, you still have to rip the Band-Aid off. So if it's a task that you know in your heart you need to do, the sooner you can get to it, the less time you give your brain to build a case against having to do it. Now, it's not even your brain's fault, by the way, guys. Like, our brains are designed to keep us safe. But one of the things that happens as humans have evolved and we have a lot less predatory danger in our day-to-day is that our brain looks for danger. Our brain looks for things that could threaten its comfort, safety, security. And when in this world that we live in today, there isn't an active threat or an active predator that keeps us on our toes, what we have to do is recognize that our brain is going to be searching for them. Now, I want to tell a really interesting story about when I was in Denver, Colorado. Just a few weeks ago, I went to go visit my friend, and she lives straight up in the mountains. And they showed me the first night we got there. We didn't have time to go hang out. But basically, she had this like pathway through the mountains that led to her office. It was the coolest thing. It was like straight up mountain life. So beautiful. We like literally the clouds would descend upon her work office, and we would be sitting there working with clouds all around the windows. It was the coolest thing. But night one, before I ever got the chance to walk that, they decided to show me this video of a guy who was almost attacked by a mountain lion. Has anyone seen this video? So this guy is like on a walk, and a mountain lion is like starting to track him. And it's a several minute long video, and he's like swearing, and he's so stressed. And every time that he tries to like run or pick up a rock, it starts to like jump at him. It is so scary. So I'm not afraid of like getting on stages. I could talk in front of 10,000 people tomorrow. I'm not afraid of putting my face out there. I'm not afraid of writing. I'm not afraid of speaking. I'm not afraid of recording videos. I'm not afraid of any of those things. But I have a very healthy respect for wildlife, aka that video scared the life out of me. So scary. So they show me that video and I was like, okay, that's really funny. Super funny. And then they're like, just so you know, we have mountain lions here. And I'm like, why did you have to tell me that right now? So they tell me that there are mountain lions, that there are bears, but not the ones that'll eat you alive, the ones that will just take a bite. So apparently that's better. But they're telling us about these like active dangers in the Denver, Colorado mountains. And so one of the days when we're working, by the way, they gave me some very good coping skills. I promise this story is completely related. They gave me some great coping skills. They said, if a mountain lion comes at you, you gotta like raise your arms up really high and be like, get out of here, and start like yelling and making lots of noise and acting like you're really big. And they said, and above all else, so you got to get big, get loud, get out of here. Do not run. If you run, they will think that you are prey. So one of the days when I had Paul walk me to the house, they didn't have a bathroom in their office. So he walked me to the house so I could go to the bathroom. And it's time to head back to the office. And it's getting dark. Like the sun is setting and we can't really see the woods right next to us, but there's woods all around us. Suddenly, I hear something and Paul and I look and there is something breaking sticks getting closer and closer to us. Ooh. And so we put our arms up and we start yelling, get out of here. No, no. Like, sounding like crazy people. I was like, I am not getting eaten by a mountain lion on my first time to Denver, Colorado. Not happening. And so we're like sitting there with like the arms up, getting louder, trying to be as big as we can. And then it starts running at us. So we were like, forget it. No, we're running as fast as we can. We can beat this mountain lion into the office. We just run and open the door as fast as we can, slam it behind us. We collapse on the floor. And then I'm like, where's Annie? You guys, Annie Grace was pulling a prank on us. She pretended to be a mountain lion and she got the laugh of a life as I, meanwhile, almost pooped my pants. Okay, so that is what real predatory danger looks like. And that is what our brain is actively protecting us from. But when we get nervous about doing a Facebook Live or writing a piece of copy or emailing our list or doing a TikTok, our brain is associating that level of fear with this thing that actually creates or holds no real active threat. So the moral of the story is you have to do the things that you want to procrastinate on before your brain has a chance to build up the case as to why it's super dangerous and big and scary. Now, a couple more things, right? You can gamify procrastination. For example, let's say you love TikTok. Anyone love TikTok? I love TikTok. I could spend all day on TikTok. I actually have a to-do list that I have to get things done on before I can even open TikTok for the day. This prevents me from accidentally spending 3 of my workday hours on TikTok. I gamify the things that I normally procrastinate on. And actually, I kind of stopped doing that this week, so I probably need to get back to this because it's so powerful. You gamify the things that you don't want to do, the things that you procrastinate. You do those first to unlock things. Maybe it's you have a Dove chocolate. Maybe it's now I get to spend some time on TikTok. Maybe it's after I finish these things, I can go on a walk or go get some Starbucks. So go ahead and gamify the things that you procrastinate on. A few other things as well. When you're procrastinating, you can procrastinate with something that is creative. Yeah, that's for sure. There's a book called Steal Like an Artist. And in this book, it talks about how whatever it is that you normally do when you're procrastinating, that's one of the places where you can actually create the most beautiful works of art, the most creative works you've ever put together. So while you're procrastinating, if you do that versus gamifying it or just getting it, getting through that process as fast as humanly possible, create something, paint something, create videos, record something, do something with that downtime. I hope this episode has been helpful to you guys. I had some fun talking about fear and anxiety and procrastination and some different advice to really move through this. Now, if you are anything like me, sometimes you need someone to help you get that into check, that voice in your head that tells you to be afraid when there is no active danger or threat. Maybe you're looking for a mentor or a masterminded network. Maybe you're looking for people to support you along the journey. If that's the case, I would invite you to apply for my coaching and mastermind program. You can apply at clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. Clickforlife.com. And it's also available at rachelpeterson.com/podcast in the show notes. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.